And Dean Laps came after he did and was over there while I was at the ATO house. And I don't know where he is now. I've been thinking I'd look him up because I thought a lot of... He had two boys, like 13, 12, 13, 14, along that age. And talking about Edna Holton, came over and had dinner with the ATOs one night and was at my table, seated by me. No, this was some kind of banquet they had. And so Edna said, well, what did y'all talk about? What did Dean Laps talk about? I said, homosexuals. That was his whole concept. No, he didn't say that word. I said, he did. He said, he was real worried about it because the campus was just riddled with them. And this has been a long time ago, remember. And he was worried about his two boys and this, that, and the other, just talking to me. And Edna was shocked. Uh-huh. 9:55. I haven't got used to this time yet. Mm-hmm. You about to go to sleep.
What? Trouble is, I can't get used to going to sleep yet. I have to get up still.
I know.
Get up an hour earlier.
I know. What time do you get up?
Oh, 6:30.
Well, honey, this chapter and verse better stop. You better go home. But you know what? Nothing that I have said would make an interesting book, really. But unless I can review those first years, which I don't, unless somebody says something that reminds me of some funny incident, I don't ever think about that, you know. But I'm just trying to review it in my mind so that it will come back.
It might take a while to get warmed up to it. You'll start mm-hmm. remembering things. Once you start to think about it.
You're
going
to think about the present so much
that
you can't think about the past.
Yeah, I'm too involved in the present. But I was just trying to think what all in the world did happen over there.
One thing that interests me is how you came back to FSU, what, about 10 years later after you first got here?
You mean now?
Mm-hmm.
No, darling. I was with boys 16 years. I was at Emory 12 years.
So it was six,
with SAE.
You came back here 16 years after you started here at first.
Longer than that, because I was at the University of Alabama for 2 years with the campus.
Yeah, and you worked here in Atlanta?
How has it changed?
How's about 15 it? Years.
For 16.
Did you have a dress shop
before Zach died? I got rid of that dress shop before he died.
How's it different now than it was then?
Everybody asked me that.
How's the fraternity experience different?
Well, in the first place, you have noise, but it's a different kind of noise. The girls doing Rush, when I first went, I couldn't stand it. I was used to kind of a low rumble, you know, and a stomping and a yelling. And the girls get high and squealing and squealing. And when there's a whole room full of them. And giggle, giggle, giggle. And it was just that part used to amuse me greatly. But now, remember at when I was with the ATOs, when I was with the campus end, the boys had girlfriends. So I had the association with girls always. And when I was at Emory, there were no sorority houses. They wouldn't even let the different sororities stay on the same floor. They were just mixed in with, they didn't want girls up there anyway. That's a pre-professional school and they just didn't want girls up there. So they didn't do anything for their comfort.